This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 6 Pentecost Wednesday. First posted June 25, 2008. Romans 7:15-25. A freed from sin. Paraphrase. We can desire to do what is right, but fail to do it. Instead we do what we detest. We can agree that the law of God is good, but that our sinful flesh is not. We can desire to do what is right but instead do what we know is evil. So our innermost self is enslaved by sin. Whenever we desire to do what is right, sin is nearby. Our spirits are in conflict with our physical nature, which holds us captive. We are unable to free ourselves, but God is able to deliver us through Jesus Christ. Commentary. We are all eternal beings in physical bodies. We are all born physically alive but spiritually dead. If we live to satisfy our physical natures, we will die eternally in our physical bodies. We have all sinned, disobeyed God's word, and fall short of His righteousness. Doing what is good, right and true, according to God's word, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. The standard of righteousness is not the world's standard but God's standard, as recorded in the Bible and as taught and demonstrated by Jesus Christ. God has given us His Word in the Bible, and in the living Word, Jesus Christ, the fulfillment, embodiment and example of God's Word lived in human flesh in this world, John 1:1-5:14. Jesus came into the world to show us how to live according to God's Word, and to make it possible for us to be forgiven for sin, disobedience of God's word, and to be spiritually reborn, John 3:3-5-8, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. If we accept Jesus as our Lord and begin to trust and obey Jesus, we will receive the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit to guide and empower us to live according to the Spirit instead of living according to our physical natures, Romans 8:1-8. Only Jesus gives the gift, baptism, anointing, of the Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Only Jesus can free us from bondage to sin and eternal death, which is the penalty for sin. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.